Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, medical marijuana advocate Rhonda Shea. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, and it's a fiery one, Allison Galdon, Todd Taxpayer Bailey, and Clara Andreola. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe voting campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
Well, you bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So, do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in 1 day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, welcome to the program, a medical marijuana advocate, Rhonda Shea. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you for approaching us. Now, you authored a bill that Assemblyman Aisley and a bunch of other assembly people and Senators Leslie and Parks have all signed on to. What was the need that you saw with the current medical marijuana bill that needed to be changed?
Well, 10 years ago, Sam, 380,000 voters amended our Nevada Constitution to allow for possession, use, and a method of supply of medical marijuana to persons who were authorized to use it with their doctor's permission. So what I have looked to do is amend the law to allow and address that issue of supply. A law was enacted 10 years ago. It did allow for the use and possession of medical marijuana if your doctor recommends it for you, but it's somewhat restricted supply by a line in the law that says that you cannot exchange medical marijuana for consideration. So basically, you can't buy it.
I mean, obviously, there's some really stupid things about this. I mean, I'm glad it was passed because it started us down the right road.
Absolutely.
But for people who are not farmers or gardeners, this presents a major problem.
It did. It was deemed a grow-your-own state. The original session was asking for a state-run method of supply, but once it had ran through the LCB, it was determined that was a little too much risk for the states to be able to take on. So they
because
put it back
of the federal government.
Because of the federal government, exactly. And so they put it back to the patients to grow their own, but they didn't address where that first seed or plant is to come from for you to start your grow.
So where are people getting their marijuana?
Well, if you look back in the original session, some of the assemblymen were quoted as saying they can continue to purchase it where they do now. So that was 10 years ago, and I imagine that's still the case, unfortunately.
So it's an illegal act at this point?
Correct.
Okay. What other things are you trying to address in this legislation?
One of the things in the current law is a designated caregiver can only be a caregiver to one patient. So we're also asking for that to be amended so that when someone can find a caregiver that wants to grow and is able to grow medicine for them, that person could do it for more than one person. We're also asking that those caregivers and qualified patients be able to receive or give compensation for their time, effort, and actual expenses in producing the medical marijuana.
So you mean like a normal relationship?
A normal cooperative relationship between legal patients only.
Okay, how much would a person be allowed to grow, and how much would a patient be allowed to possess? Does that change from what the current law states?
That doesn't change. Nothing is changing about who can grow or how much can be grown or how much you can have. What is changing is a couple of things. We're adding the definition of a qualified patient, who is someone who doesn't yet possess a state registry card. Now, what it's sounding like is that we're changing it and making this a voluntary program, but it is actually already that way. It is just listed in an affirmative defense. So let's say that you are someone who's been recommended medical marijuana by your doctor. Say you are approached by law enforcement, you have your doctor's recommendation, but not your state-issued registry card. Right now, by law, that officer can arrest you. Now, when you go to court and you show the judge your doctor's recommendation, typically it would be thrown out at that point. So what we're trying to do is protect these patients who are deemed legal patients already by current law and avoid that arrest.
What's the problem with having a registry, though?
There is no problem with the registry. In fact, I encourage the registry. Some issues that we do have with the registry, I will say, for instance, one problem right now, they have been sharing information with the federal government. That is against our Nevada law. They're not allowed to share that information, but what's happened is they've utilized the DMV system as the registry where you obtain your actual card. Excuse me. And what's happened is that registry, that database has been shared with the federal government. So there are issues with the program, but again, I am an advocate for the program. I think people should go ahead and register. But again, if you have not had the time or the money to, as it's $200 to register for the program, I don't feel you should be arrested.
All right, let's take a break. More with Rhonda Shade when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10,000.com.
Urgent means if you have good credit now and a good credit history, you can qualify for a low fixed rate 30-year refinance loan from Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They turned my good credit into a great rate. Thank you, Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They came through, like they said, in less than 15 minutes.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Call us now for your low fixed rate loan.
1-800-805-1248.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound.
never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rhonda Shade. She authored the bill that Assemblywoman Aisley has sponsored in this legislative session, AB 235, supported by other assembly folk and also by Senators Leslie and Parks. If you don't mind, I'd like to talk about, you know, you're not a lawyer. You wrote this bill, but you're not a lawyer. You do take medical marijuana, correct?
I am a legal patient myself, yes.
Okay. If you don't mind my asking, what was the medical problem that you have that necessitated this?
I have herniated discs in my lower back, and so I chose medical marijuana instead of narcotic painkillers. I didn't function well on Lortabs and all these other things. So that wasn't an option for me, and medical marijuana was my choice.
And obviously this results in chronic pain from this situation.
Absolutely.
So you could not function if you did not take medical marijuana.
It does allow you to deal with your issues, and there's all kinds of issues that people use medical marijuana for. It's not just for people who are dying. It's for people who deal with pain issues or anxiety issues, all kinds of issues.
The feds raided the pot clubs in Southern Nevada back in September. You owned one of those clubs, correct?
I did.
And what was the result of that?
Well, right now, it was just the raid itself. I was not told to close. I was not arrested. I've heard nothing since. I'm grateful for that. Others have not been so great, lucky, so maybe we were each judged differently. I'm not sure. But it was something that I believed in. It wasn't what I came from. I didn't have a business at my house that I brought to a storefront. I actually was in property management and real estate prior to opening my club. But back in February of 2010, Sheriff Gillespie down in the Las Vegas Police Department or the Metro, someone in the Metro office, I don't want to misquote and say that it was Sheriff Gillespie himself, but someone in the Metro Police Department had quoted on a Channel 8 interview that they were not targeting legitimate medical marijuana storefronts. They had created this Team 6 and they were going through and raiding different grow houses and illegal operations. But in that news interview, they said that they were not targeting legitimate medical marijuana storefronts. At that time, I did not own one and I had seen others open. And so it just made me realize that this was an opportunity to go ahead and stand up for something that I felt was right. And it was the time to do that.
And there were those in the medical community that that support your actions. We had an oncologist on this program a couple of years back who stated very clearly that he recommends marijuana for patients who are suffering from cancer and dealing with chemotherapy, lose their appetite. That's one of the ways that they can stimulate their appetite.
Absolutely, and it goes beyond just appetite and those related things. Medical marijuana does many great things for many people. Vets that are dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, there's all kinds of conditions that doctors are recommending this for. Nevada has a prescription pill abuse problem. There's deaths associated with that abuse, and so doctors are beginning to step up and realize that there are an alternative for these people.
Oh, and there is also a major problem with youth and prescription pill abuse, where they take the medicines from their parents and grandparents, put them into punch bowls, and just grab a handful and take them, and it's just
exactly
devastating.
Parents need to realize they need to look in their medicine cabinets and see what kids are actually having access to, and medical marijuana is not something that their kids are, if they come across, they're not going to kill themselves on.
Unsmoked marijuana. What's been the response of the legislators beyond the ones who have signed on to this bill?
So far, it seems to be, it's a tough topic. There's a lot of stigma that's associated with this topic, but I do think that we have an open-minded legislative body, and it has been assigned to Health and Human Services Committee, and so we will be looking to attend that hearing once it's scheduled, and are just looking to speak with those assemblymen in that committee and so that they understand what's truly going on in our state.
And one of the things I think that needs to be pointed out is that this has been 10 years now. The state has not gone to heck in a handbasket because of medical marijuana.
Right. I want to make that clear. We're not here talking about legalization. I know that that has been a lot of...
Even though we should be.
Well, and, you know, that's not what I'm here for, Sam. That's your personal opinion, but I want to be clear. I'm here on the medical issue. Like I said, a tough subject. So a lot of money has been spent in the state regarding legalization, and it hasn't went too well. So I want to make sure that everyone understands that my voice is here regarding medical marijuana. It is something that's been in the law for 10 years, in our Constitution for 10 years. We're not talking about anything new, just something that needs to be changed.
And something that could easily be taxed and bring great benefit to the Silver State in a time of great financial need.
Absolutely. That is a definite thing we want to bring to attention. We are looking for this to be an economic benefit to our state. We need to look for new revenue, and I think this is an opportunity for our state to go ahead and look at this as a benefit.
Well, I think it's very courageous for you to not be a lawyer, but to want to get involved in this topic. Obviously, you have a personal stake in this from your own medical condition, but I think that to put yourself out front there is a pretty terrific thing to do. So thank you so much, and thank you for coming on the program.
Thank you, Sam. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
When accidents happen, where can you turn? Galloway & Jensen, one of Reno's finest personal injury law firms. Bob and Graham have over 50 years' experience defending folks just like you. They know how insurance companies defend claims. They know how they'll evaluate your injury. And they know when to take them to court.
Why go it alone against the insurance companies?
Call us today. We'll fight for you.
Call Galloway & Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
They're strong, they're precise, they're remarkable. They use the most advanced technology to destroy complex tumors in just minutes a day. They stop deadly heart attacks before they can do serious damage. They perform life-saving surgeries and have patients back on their feet in no time. They're always working, beating the odds and changing lives. They're the expert hands you'll find at Renown, and they make the remarkable happen every single day. Learn more at remarkablerecoveries.renown.org.
A double down tent event at Internet Auto Rented Sales. Bring us $2,000 and we'll double it to $4,000. Bring us $4,000 and we'll double it to $8,000 down.
With hundreds of late model cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock, there's no better place to buy. And with our double down offer, there's no better place to spend your tax return.
It's a double down tent event, and it's going on this week at Internet Auto Rented Sales.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we want to talk about the governor's office announced Dino DiCiano's retirement effective immediately after the tax department director revealed the net proceeds audits of mining operations had not been performed in 2 years. But DiCiano's defenders say his exit has more to do with politics than practicality. We have the story from our Samantha Stone at our own news blog, which is the Nevada News Channel. And you can find it at NevadaNewsChannel.com, or actually NevadaNewsmakers.com, and then go to Nevada News Channel. It's a terrific article, and it really explains a lot of things. And so I want to get into that with our pundits today. We're joined by Todd Taxpayer Bailey, Allison Galdon, who's Vice President of Nevada Public Affairs with Planned Parenthood, and Clara Andriola, President of Associated Builders and Contractors. You know, what this article pretty much intimates is that this is the beginning of a fight that's yet to come over mining. Yep. Between the legislature and the governor's office. And the governor's office is going to defend mining, and the legislature the leadership on the Democratic side is going to go after them. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree with that. The eminent domain aspect of this issue just sailed right through the Senate last week. I also noticed last week a bit of a change. You know, we had the first 2 weeks of the legislative session, a lot of backslapping, and we're all friends. Then we kind of went into this weird twilight zone for a little week. But last week, it came on strong. We had bills show up in committees that had been written an hour ago. We had bills showed up after Republicans had submitted their bills completely written in the opposite directions. You know, economic incentives turns into tax increases. And so the mood is changing down there real fast. And I don't think this is the end. I think you're going to see purges, if you will, like this, of people from previous administrations who maybe aren't fitting the narrative that people want down in Carson City. So I don't think this is the end. One last thing, you know, Samantha Stone is down there doing real reporting. That's a real reporter. And for the other media people who are down there, you know, take a cue from Samantha Stone. She's doing the real work, and this is like, what, the third story this session that she has broke that everyone else just kind of ignores while they, you know,
well, that's why we're very proud to have her work for us.
She's just doing a great job down there, and I'm watching it.
Go to MadamNewsmakers.com and check out the blog to the Madden News channel. It's a great story. Your thoughts on this coming war?
Well,
can I add to that?
Sure.
You know, mining is being painted as the bad guy here, but we have no knowledge of that. There were no audits.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm not privy to exactly everything that, you know, transpired with this. But I think what is clear is that I think Nevada citizens truly want folks to work together and to get this job done. And the reality is, it's politics as usual, and to a certain extent, even worse in terms of ramping things up. As Todd just explained, a bill being heard, and then moments later, read on the floor, moments later it's up in a committee, and people literally in the room who have a vested interest in various components of it are literally reading it in order to figure out exactly what it says. And yet there's a hearing, and then 2 days later, or even moments later, it's voted to a certain extent. I think we have to stop and really look at what are they there for. Everyone needs to work together, and the reality is that this, of all times, is the time that politics has to stop. The problem is, that's a pipe dream. It is not. I mean, but it is not. And I hope that people understand that the fact is that this war that you are calling and others are getting prepared to wage is going to do nothing to solve the problems but create, you know, deeper lines in the sand. And so I hope it stops.
Allison, former State Senator Mark Amaday, also head of the Nevada Mining Association, says that despite the lack of audits from the state, that the mining companies are prepared all the time for an audit that could occur any time. So why is mining just suddenly being thrown in this barrel?
For auditing, as I understand it, is really checking the checks and balances and seeing if you have process. It doesn't mean they haven't paid their dues or their taxes, as it were. But
they actually paid them ahead of time.
Right. They pay them ahead of time. Now, there's a matter of parity in how much they're paying in comparison to other businesses, because they aren't paying it on gross like everyone else is, or should be. So. You know, the audit isn't the only reason. And then,
may I disagree with you? I think gross receipts taxes are awful and make no sense whatsoever. You take the example of somebody who sells gasoline. They may make a couple of pennies for each gallon of gas they cost, but if you charge them on the gross amount, mining gets to deduct the expenses before they pay the taxes on it, just like pretty much every other business.
And deductions are part of the problem, because, you know, you keep giving all these benefits to all these organizations, they're still going to come here. Need to do something. We need to do more to make our state sustainable. We cannot keep pushing it off to the tourists. We cannot keep pushing it off to the tourists and not paying our way.
I understand.
We haven't for 30 years.
I understand the narrative. I understand the attack on mining. But let's go over the history. When this state was suffering a year ago during the special session, it was mining that stepped up and prepaid their taxes. No deed goes unharmed in this state when it comes to business. If you step up as a business and try and help, you are crushed, which is what's going to happen to mining. And you can talk about the rate, you can talk about the deductions, but what happened here was wrong.
I also want to bring up another point that Samantha raised in the article. Quoting Carol Velardo, she said, it's extremely unfortunate. Dina was one of the last people left with depth and breadth of institutional knowledge. Velardo reeled off names of five senior department employees who resigned in recent years, leaving DeCiano as the primary storehouse of experience in a department whose role as a revenue collector is all the more important during a budget crisis. And this isn't even close to being the biggest area that he should be operating in.
Well, and that's the point. I think that anyone who has been spending any time in the legislature over the years will know that Dino really was committed to his job. I don't know the details. I believe that the audit is exactly what Allison, it's just a measurement. But the reality is that if you're just targeting one organization, one entity, that's not going to solve anything. You know, you can target mining, or used to be gaming. If you're just targeting one entity as to solving all the problems, it's not going to happen. Dino is a perfect example of a casualty. He's a wartime casualty. That's what happened.
Okay, Allison, you get the last word.
I think he is too. I think, you know, when you make that many cuts in government, at some point you've cut so far that you can't get stuff done like audits that should be done. And we, you know, this, if we match the state of Arkansas, which the Sage Commission favors, then we should hire another 44,000 public employees. And so we've cut ourselves to death, and we need to stop.
And that's where we have to leave it. We'll spend more time. We'll be back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
After the age of 40, most women get into the mirror and they do a little temporary fix. When you have the quick lift done, it's not a temporary in the mirror thing, it's lasting.
Look completely refreshed and years younger in one easy step.
I feel amazing. I never thought a quick procedure could be that easy and have such a great result.
Be one of the thousands of women just like Janet who are enjoying the lasting beauty of the quick lift. Call 1-800-321-LIFT today.
At European Fitness Center, we've made getting fit and healthy easier and more affordable than ever. We're Reno's best deal and your one-stop gym, offering more than your daily workout. European Fitness Center offers free weights, strength training equipment, group classes, weight loss center, and our new indoor pool and spa. While you're there, get your hair and nails done, get a tan, or have lunch or dinner at the Garden Restaurant. Check out our two new cardio theaters. Join European Fitness Center now for only $25 a month and zero to enroll. Hurry in now, this offer won't last.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. And don't forget to check out Samantha Stone's work on our website. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.